Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Overnight America, Brad Young, sitting in for Ryan Recker. Glad you're with me this evening, and I'll be here till 1 a.m., and we are in the midst of a Thanksgiving Day trivia contest. And again, whoever wins the trivia contest, you get five questions right, and sit down for this. You have my undying gratitude and admiration. That's the gift. And you know what the greatest part of that gift is? It's not taxable. There are no tax implications of any kind to you winning my gratitude and my admiration. It doesn't get reported to Washington. It doesn't go to Jefferson City. It's 100% tax-free. You get to keep it. It's yours to keep. No taxes. Unlike, you know, if you win on Wheel of Fortune, half of what you get goes to the tax man. So this is a lot better deal than winning a trip to Aruba because there are no taxes involved. So if you'd like to participate in the Thanksgiving Day Trivia Contest, 314-436-7900 or 1-800-925-1120. And we're going to talk about college kids in just a minute and what they think about Thanksgiving. But I got to hit this story first because as I was thinking about college students and I was looking through the news today, I ran across this. This is from Rider University in New Jersey. Now, what is your favorite chicken, fast food chicken? Now, I don't know about you, but mine is, no doubt about it, Chick-fil-A. I mean, Chick-fil-A is the best. And in fact, folks at my church call it Jesus chicken. You know, so you can't go wrong with Jesus chicken if you're going to go to Chick-fil-A. And yet, at Rider University, they took a poll and they said, tell us what kind of fast food you want us to bring on campus. And the number one winner of this poll, by far, was Chick-fil-A. But the universe, get this, the university said that they were not going to bring on, they're not going to bring on Chick-fil-A on campus because, quote, their corporate values have not sufficiently progressed enough to align with those of Rider University, unquote. So even though all of the students at Rider University in New Jersey want a Chick-fil-A on campus, the snowflakes who are apparently running Rider University said, no, we don't want Chick-fil-A on here because their corporate values have not sufficiently progressed enough to align with those of us. And so, you know, as I'm reading this, I'm thinking, you know, if you talk to these administrators, if you put three or four of those administrators in a basement, does that mean you have a wine cellar? I don't know. I don't know what the definition of a wine cellar is. I don't even drink. But maybe that would fit that definition. And we're going to get to some more Thanksgiving news in just a few moments. But Carl wants to try to win my undying gratitude and admiration for Thanksgiving trivia. Carl, welcome to Camo X.
Thank you very much. Hey, I'm ready.
Okay, you're ready. All right, here's the first question. Are you a cook, Carl? Do you cook very much?
I grill. You know,
you grill. Good man. Yeah, grill. Good man. So I got to ask you, are you propane or charcoal?
Charcoal. But it's always no propane.
Good man. Oh, you're going to nail this. You're going to nail this stuff. Good job.
Okay,
so
good.
First question, Carl. Thanksgiving is only celebrated in the United States. True or false?
True.
Oh, man, you lost the first one, Carl. It's celebrated in Canada. In Canada, they celebrate Thanksgiving in Canada.
Okay, well, you got me there.
That's all right. Okay, I'm going to ask you four more questions, so don't run away.
I still get those. Okay.
Well, you know, depending on how many questions you get right determines the level of my admiration. Okay, so you can have like 2/3 of my admiration. You can have you can have 20% of my admiration. So there's still something to shoot for, Carl. Don't go away.
All right, you can get a raspberry.
Okay. Have you ever watched You've watched the Miracle on 54th Street, or do you watch the Thanksgiving Day parades?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you, this is multiple choice, so you got an easier chance here. Okay. Of course, last time you had 50-50 shot and you blew that one, but anyway. That's okay. The first department store to hold a Thanksgiving Day parade was A, Montgomery Ward's, B, JCPenney's, C, Gimbel's, D, Macy's, or E, none of the above?
Macy's.
Carl, you're 0 for 2, buddy. It was Gimbel's was the first. Now, Macy's, of course, is the current sponsor, but Gimbel's was the first. Okay.
I guess I'm not old enough.
That's a good answer. You know, that's a good answer for a lot of things. unless you're carded at a bar, then you don't want to give that as an answer. That's a bad answer. As an attorney, let me tell you, that free legal advice, that's bad. That's bad to say that.
Okay.
What is the name of the famous rock credited to where the pilgrims first landed?
Plymouth.
There you go. Got that one. Okay, so you're 1 for 3. A couple more here, and then we'll get out. Let me see here. Butterball says that once a turkey is done, you should let it stand for 15 minutes before serving because, A, you don't want to burn your tongue when you eat it, B, it's easier to carve, C, to let the aroma go through the house, or D, to let the stuffing cool before you take it out. What's your answer?
It was B.
Because it's easier to carve.
Easier to carve.
That is exactly right. Okay, so now you're 2 for 4. You're coming back. Last question. This is the tiebreaker.
All right.
What?
This is fun.
Good. I'm glad. Okay. What was the name of the ship that the pilgrims came over on?
First thing that came to my mind was the, you know, Mayflower, Santa Maria, and this and that. But no, it was the.
No, wait. Go with your gut here, Carl.
Really?
What's the first thing that comes to your mind? Let me tell you, it rhymes with Haymower. Okay,
Mayflower.
Mayflower, fantastic.
But there was three of them. Okay.
No. You're thinking of Columbus. The Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria was Columbus.
Thank you.
Columbus was in 1492, so this is in the 1700s. So, so you're fine. So 1600s.
So I'm 3 for 5.
So you're 3 for 5, my friend, and you did well. I appreciate you you playing this evening. Thank you, sir.
It was fun.
You get 3/5 of my admiration.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for calling in. Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you. When we come back from this break, I think Daryl wants to try his shot at doing some Thanksgiving Day trivia. I hope you're having a good time. KMOX Overnight America. We'll be right back.
St. Louis's drive time traffic every 10 minutes, mornings and afternoons. KMOX.
Overnight America, Brad Young, sitting in for Ryan Recker. Glad you're with me on this Thanksgiving Eve. And we're playing some Thanksgiving Day trivia if you'd like to be a part of that. Carl was 3 for 5. He did pretty well. And as I mentioned, he gets 3/5 of my gratitude, appreciation, and admiration. So way to go, Carl. If you'd like to try to knock off Carl's record of 3 for 5, give us a call, 314-436-7900 or 1-800-925-1120. Now, Daryl doesn't necessarily want to play trivia, but you want to pick a fight with me on Thanksgiving Day in Canada. Is that right, Daryl?
When we celebrate Christmas, we know we are celebrating Christmas in Canada, the United States, Mexico, Australia, whereverville. Thanksgiving, however, there is an American Thanksgiving and there's a Canadian Thanksgiving. They're two wholly different holidays.
Okay. Is it called Thanksgiving in Canada?
In Canada, it is called Thanksgiving, but it has nothing to do with the Mayflower or Plymouth Rock.
Okay. I don't think I said that, though, Daryl. I think what I said was who celebrates Thanksgiving and Canada celebrates Thanksgiving. I'm looking it up right now. It's a national holiday. It's called Thanksgiving in Canada.
But it's not the same Thanksgiving.
I don't think that I said that it was. I just said what countries celebrate Thanksgiving, and Canada is one of them.
Okay. Goodbye.
Hey, you want to try some more trivia? You're 0 for 1. I guess not. Thanks a lot, Daryl, for calling in. And by the way, in case you're keeping score at home, Thanksgiving in Canada, it is called Thanksgiving. I can read you the statute that assigned it to be a federal holiday. and it is celebrated on the second Monday in October, and it's called, guess what, Thanksgiving. So thanks for trying there, Daryl, and if you want to argue, listen, I love to argue anytime, anywhere, any place. Love to do it as long as we don't get personal. So if you'd like to try to be a part of the trivia this evening, again, 314-436-7900. And talking about college campuses, Thanksgiving, what are they teaching our kids on these college campuses today? Again, I got two daughters in college, and I always like to, you know, ask them questions. What's going on? What are they teaching you? What kind of stuff do you hear? The stuff I hear, I think they really, I do, when I talk to them, I think they try to say different things and not really tell me what's going on, because it would mean that I'm right. And for a kid, there's nothing worse than when your parents are right. There's nothing worse than when your parents are correct on something. So I always get the idea that they don't really tell me what's going on when it comes to what's going on college campuses, because they don't want dad to be correct. So anyway, one of the things I like to talk about is, what are they teaching you on college campuses? And we'll get to that in just a moment, because Marco's called in, wants to take a shot at Thanksgiving Day trivia. Marco, welcome to Overnight America.
Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself? You all ready for tomorrow?
Absolutely. Excellent.
Good, good. Okay, so here's the deal. I'm going to ask you five questions. We're going to keep track and see how you do. And depending on how many you get right, that determines what percentage of my gratitude and appreciation you earn. And by the way, Marco, as I mentioned before, that's 100% tax-free to you. So the term cornucopia, you heard that word before, right?
I have.
Okay, I'm going to give you, it's multiple choice. Cornucopia, does it mean A, tall corn, B, the Greek god of corn, C, the horn of plenty, or D, a traditional New England relish dish? What do you think a cornucopia means?
Ooh, it's B or C. I'm going to go with C, horn of plenty.
Horn of plenty. You are correct, sir. Yes. So right now, Marco, you're 1-for-1. That's a pretty good start. What was the original? I'm sorry?
I said big bucks, no whammy. Let's go.
Big, no whammy. But you know what? There's no phone a friend on this one, so you don't get to do that. But what was the original name for the Pilgrims? Was it A, Puritans or Separatists, B, the Partisans or Davidians, C, the Settlers or Colonists, and D, Journeymen or Seekers? What was the original name for the Pilgrims?
What was A?
A, Puritans or Separatists.
I'm going to go with A.
Man, you are 2-for-2 right there, Marco. Good job.
Big money.
That's it. Big money. Thank you very much, Producer Mike. Appreciate the sound effects. Okay, now we're going to get to some actual cooking. Are you much of a cook, Marco?
Not much, but what I do well.
Okay, good. Well, that's a great answer, because, you know, if you're good at boiling water, you know, you could kind of limit that. My definition of cooking, just so you know, Marco, my definition of cooking at my house is raising an edible food product above room temperature. That's my definition of cooking. So if you put a Pop-Tart in the toaster, that fits my definition of cooking, because you're raising an edible food product above room temperature. So maybe your definition's different, but that's mine, and it's certainly not my wife's. I will assure you of that. But okay, here's the next question. Butterball recommends that you cover the breast and the top of the drumsticks with aluminum foil when? A, right away when you first put it in the oven. In other words, when do you put the aluminum foil on the turkey? A, when you put it in the oven at the beginning of the baking process. B, when it's half done. C, when it's 2/3 cooked. Or D, for the last 15 minutes of cooking. What does Butterball say?
You know, I'm not a Butterball guy. I'm going to go with...
I really wasn't asking about your weight, but go ahead. What's your answer?
I'm going to go with C.
Man, you are 3-for-3, Marco. Excellent job. 3-for-3. Okay, two more, and then we'll wrap this up.
All right.
What part of the turkey is saved and snapped as part of a superstitious good luck custom?
That's wishbone.
Wishbone. Exactly right. Now you are 4-for-4. Man, you are setting the pace. You're the pace setter tonight, Marco. Last question. The word turkey is said to come from the Hebrew word Tukki, T-U-K-K-I, which means which of the following? What does Tukki mean? A big bird, B, a pheasant bird, C, a wild bird, or D, a Turkish bird?
I'm going to go with, I'm sorry, what was B again?
Pheasant bird.
And C was?
C was wild bird.
I'm going to go with B.
B, pheasant bird. You are correct, sir. Man, Marco, you got 5 for 5, my friend. And you got 100% of my undying gratitude. Wasn't too tough, was it?
No, it wasn't too bad.
Okay, good. Hey, I appreciate you calling in this evening.
Awesome. Have a great evening.
Thank you. Have a great Thanksgiving tomorrow.
I will.
And in the time that we have left, Tony, I'm going to ask you to hold on till we take a break because we don't have enough time to get into some of the Thanksgiving Day questions. So we will get to you in just a moment. But before we go, I want to do we have enough time, Mike, to play that clip? I want to play you this clip from an interview, man on the street, person on the street interview on college campuses about what does Thanksgiving mean to you on a college campus of America. Listen to this.
On campus, they're hosting an event called Thanks But No Thanksgiving. It's about decolonizing a holiday, about finding the racial problems and the cultural problems with it. What do you think about that?
That's great. I mean, but, like, doesn't help natives, does it?
Yeah, there's definitely a racial history to, or a racist history to Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And that should probably definitely be addressed more in education.
The whole concept of, like, taking land and assigning a value to it through cost is, like, it was different through European cultures.
Oh, I mean, yeah, sure, there are racist aspects of its history, definitely.
What would you find racist?
The fact that we're celebrating taking away land from natives.
Okay, okay.
It's pretty racist.
Well, just about, like, honestly, like, I'm not super educated on the topic, but I just know that it has to do with the way that the settlers kind of treated the natives who lived here.
I think that the actions taken, colonial imperialism, stuff like that, I think there's definitely hints of that. I wouldn't necessarily call it like a racist holiday.
The historical background of the interactions between Native Americans and the Puritans at the time, yeah, I will say that there is some ingrained racism in that.
Okay.
But I think the important part is more the message of Thanksgiving, to be thankful for what you have, thankful for the people around you who are willing to help you.
I feel like the intention of Thanksgiving is more about coming together.
Here on campus tomorrow, they're hosting an event called Thanks But No Thanksgiving, Decolonizing a Holiday. And it's about celebrating the fact that supposedly when you celebrate Thanksgiving, you're celebrating the genocide of Native Americans and that we should be more culturally aware and things like that. Do you think that that's really helpful or necessary in any way, really?
I think that it speaks to a fringe of students, or maybe that's not even a fringe anymore. I think it speaks to a certain class of people, and I think that that's the best way that they know how to express themselves. I don't think it's the most constructive way to express it. Mm-hmm. I fully recognize that there's issues with the holiday and everything.
So if you're on college campus today, you're being taught that Thanksgiving is a colonizing event. It's a racist colonizing event. There was no colonizing. There was no government effort to send over the pilgrims. They came over for freedom. And we're going to talk about for religious freedom. And in the next hour, we're going to get into that. Exactly what does that mean? And what does it mean to be thankful? Tony, don't go away. When we come back from this break, we're going to do some more Thanksgiving Day trivia. If you'd like to be a part of the show, phone lines are open. 314-436-7900 on Overnight America. Don't go away. Welcome to Overnight America. Sorry to burst your bubble. Not Ryan Recker, Brad Young, sitting in for the vacationing Ryan Recker. And we are doing Thanksgiving Day trivia. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, no, I'm not Gene Rayburn. This is not Match Game 75. But we are doing Thanksgiving Day trivia. Glad you could be a part of it. Tony has called in all the way from Middletown, Ohio. What's the temperature there in Middletown, Tony?
probably in the upper 30s. I haven't looked recently.
Okay, well, because I don't have, I got the forecast for St. Louis, but I'm sorry, I don't have the forecast for Middletown, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
That's all right. But I appreciate you calling in this evening. So you want to take a shot at the Thanksgiving Day trivia?
Sure.
Okay, great. Well, buckle up. Which president moved Thanksgiving up 1 week to help stimulate the Christmas shopping economy? Was it A, Teddy Roosevelt, B, John F. Kennedy, C, Franklin D. Roosevelt, or D, Dwight D. Eisenhower?
I think it was Teddy Roosevelt.
Well, I'm sorry, but that is just not right, Tony. Sorry to buzz you on that one. But so you're 0 for 1. It was actually Franklin Roosevelt. And okay. it was interesting because when he did that, we think politics today, Tony, is so divisive. But politics have always been divisive. In fact, whenever John Adams was, he was a political rival for Thomas Jefferson, and there were allegations that Thomas Jefferson was a hermaphrodite in the newspapers. So you don't
see that.
We'll talk about it off air. It's certainly not a kind. It's not very kind thing to say about anyone. It's someone who has a mixture of male and female parts. So my point being is that when Franklin Roosevelt changed Thanksgiving, he moved it up a week. The Republicans were extremely mad, really, just because I think he moved it. But in any event, let's move on. Next question. Let's see here. We are going to move on to a different question. Hang on, I'm trying to edit this. Here we go. This is a great question. True, false. You got 50-50 shot. The pilgrims took beer with them on their voyage to the New World. True or false?
True.
True it is. Fantastic. So now you are 1 for 2. Next question. Are you a cook by any chance, Tony?
Nope,
you're not. I'm going out on a limb here and saying you're not cooking for tomorrow for all your family, friends, and relatives.
No, my brother's cooking.
Okay, well, if you're not a cook, maybe that's a good thing. You could always go to a Chinese restaurant like they did in A Christmas Story. But in any event, Butterball, you like that movie, A Christmas Story, where they all go to the Chinese restaurant for Christmas?
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's a classic. You got to see it. It's called A Christmas Story. Fantastic. Darren McGavin, great actor. You'll love it. And then if you do watch it, and when you see, if you ever hear the word Fragile, you'll laugh from now till the rest of your life. But let's get back to the quiz. Butterball, this is straight from Butterball. Butterball says that when making your turkey stuffing, you should have all the ingredients already cooked before you actually put it into the bird. True or false?
I would say true.
True it is. So you are...
We didn't put it in the turkey. We cooked it separate. We used stovetop.
Oh, well, you can still cook it and then put the stovetop in, but, you know, if you add some additional stuffing to the stovetop, you can kind of fool your relatives and make them think that you actually cooked it from scratch. But you didn't hear that from me, because I'm certainly not encouraging fraud or deceit in any way, so please don't read that into it.
We're not trying to impress anybody. There's only the four of us here, my brother, myself, and his wife and daughter, so we're not trying to impress anybody.
Well, I think Domino's is selling turkey pizza, so if you're really desperate, you could do that. But I don't know. I just made that up. I have no idea. Okay, next question. Yeah, I don't want people calling me up saying, hey, I called Domino's and they're not selling a turkey pizza. I don't have any idea. I just made it up.
They're open, but they don't deliver.
They don't deliver?
Not on Thanksgiving, I don't think.
Well, that kind of makes sense. The town of Plymouth, Massachusetts celebrates this every year. Well, actually, I'm going to skip that one. I'm going to go to another true-false, because you're doing great with the true-false. The real Plymouth Rock, you've heard the Plymouth Rock, the actual Plymouth Rock. The real one is cracked. True or false?
Yeah, it is.
It is, and that would be a true. Producer Mike got that one wrong. So
I heard it's only about 9 inches.
Yeah, it's small. It's actually, I was reading recently that it's cracked in 3 different places, because anytime someone tries to move it, it cracks. So it was first cracked during the Revolutionary War, because they were trying to put it up on a pedestal, and I don't think it was a union job when they were moving it. So anyway,
boy, that cracked. The Liberty Bell too.
Yeah, Liberty Bell's cracked, and but still impressive. Okay, so you are, I think you are what now, 3 for 4? No, 2.
I missed one.
You
yes.
missed one. Okay, so this is your last question. Again, true, false. Indian corn, hope I can say Indian corn. Indian corn is for decoration purposes only and not for cooking. True or false?
True.
True, exactly. So you got 4 for 5. Fantastic. How did you know the answer to that one, Tony?
It was a guess.
It was a guess. Well, you know what?
I've got a cornucopia on my shirt.
You do?
Yeah.
Wow. I've heard of ugly or ugly Christmas sweaters, but I don't know if it's an ugly Thanksgiving. It's beautiful. Okay, good.
Okay.
Well, hey, I appreciate you calling.
I enjoy you. You ought to come back there more often.
Well, thank you very much. I've got a real job. I'm an attorney during the day, so I do this instead of playing golf. But I appreciate the compliment.
All right. That's okay.
Glad you're listening in Middletown, Ohio, and thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. So in the last hour, I played, or actually before, we were playing some more trivia. And certainly if you want to continue the trivia, I got lots of questions. Thanksgiving Day trivia, 314-436-7900 or 1-800-925-1120. And I played for you the clip from the person on the street interviews. And the interviews were basically talking to college students about what does Thanksgiving mean to you. And you heard various responses, but they were all kind of on the same theme, that Thanksgiving Day is racist, that Thanksgiving Day, apparently the pilgrims were, there was colonial invasion from England, and it's a racist holiday, and it was done as a land grab. That's exactly what's being taught, unfortunately, on so many college campuses today. And yet that is simply not true. Thanksgiving Day really is the epitome of freedom. But as I was listening to that today, I jotted down some notes, and this is what I feel like is being taught on college campuses. I'm not saying this is exactly what's being taught, but this is the way I feel like it's being taught, that Thanksgiving is some sort of patriarchal ritual where white men and their subjugated marital slaves commemorate the mass execution of indigenous people by consuming the living flesh of innocent animals. Now, of course, for those of you keeping score at home, this is called the mocking portion of the show. It is frankly shocking, and I wrote this in response, it is frankly shocking that any decent person still celebrates this holiday in 2018. Most people today have a cartoonish idea of history. And, you know, maybe if they were more mature, they had a more, say, nuanced perspective, they would realize that the pilgrims were a bunch of thieving, genocidal, disease-ridden, smallpox-toting demons who accomplished nothing of any value whatsoever. Now, I wrote that because that's the impression I got listening to some of those college students describe Thanksgiving, when in reality, Thanksgiving is one of the greatest examples of freedom, one of the greatest examples of working together with others. I mean, the pilgrims, they were outnumbered by the Native Americans 2-1 on the first Thanksgiving, and yet they still shared crops, they still worked together, they were cooperative, they got along. And listen, if they could get along, why can't we get along with our relatives at Thanksgiving? Well, perhaps at your household, alcohol may be the answer. I'm not sure. But we do know that the pilgrims did bring beer with them from England. So maybe they were, you know, spreading the love, so to speak, at the first Thanksgiving Day feast. I don't know. I'm not that old. I wasn't there. But when we come back, I'm going to go through with you some of what I think Thanksgiving is for and what it represents, not this stuff that we're hearing on college campuses, but the real version. And we'll also continue playing Thanksgiving Day trivia if you'd like to be a part of that. 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. Brad Young sitting in for Ryan Recker on Overnight America on KMOX.
More local reporters, more local news. St. Louis's news, traffic, and weather. KMOX.
We Welcome back to Overnight America. Brad Young sitting in for Ryan Recker. And on this Thanksgiving Day Eve, it's only going to be Thanksgiving Eve for about another 13 minutes. So then we'll be into Thanksgiving. But, you know, again, I'm an attorney. If you've heard me before, you know that. And words have meaning. And sometimes I think in the political discourse, we get upset when we're arguing over the definition of words. But words have meaning. And the reason they have meaning is because there is importance to those words. I mean, if you read through the Declaration of Independence, and we're going to look at some of that in the next hour, and even the Constitution, not so much the Constitution, but more the Declaration, you see words that have meaning. And those words inspired the birth of, in my opinion, the greatest nation that's ever existed on the planet. So I wanted to look at what it means to be thankful, because we hear Thanksgiving is about being thankful, but I don't know that we know what being thankful even means. And I'm going to look at this from two different perspectives. And if you've got a different definition for being thankful, certainly I'd like to hear it. 314-436-7900 or 1-800-925-1120. But one of the definitions of thankfulness or being thankful is a consciousness of a benefit received or something that we're about to receive that makes us thankful. Or it's an expression of thankfulness. And there's some synonyms of that. Synonyms meaning words that mean the same thing, like blissful or delighted, glad, gratified, happy, joyful, joyous, pleased, satisfied. So those are all definitions of thankful. But what I wanted to think about was, what's the opposite of thankful? Because sometimes the opposite gives us a better idea of the word itself. And I think that's particularly true here, because when we look at some of these definitions, being blissful, I don't know that that's necessarily being thankful or delighted. I mean, I'm delighted when I hear some good news, but that doesn't necessarily translate into being thankful or glad. You can be glad and not thankful at the same time, but these are all synonyms. So I wanted to look at the antonyms or the opposite of what thankful means, to get a better understanding of exactly what thankful means to you or means to me. And so I thought about this and talked about it with my wife, and my wife actually came up with this opposite, this antonym, which is a word that means the opposite of thankful. And I thought this really hit the nail on the head in terms of understanding the concept of thankfulness. And you can even talk about this at Thanksgiving tomorrow instead of, you know, arguing over politics or religion. And that is, one of the best opposites of thankfulness, in my opinion, and again, this was my wife's idea, is entitlement. Now think about what entitlement means. An entitlement means that you have the belief or feeling that you have a right to something. So for example, if you have a car under a warranty and you're entitled to have that car fixed, you take it in, and that's an entitlement that you have. Or if you have a belief that you are inherently deserving of privileges or special treatment. So I think a lot of college kids today on college campuses feel like they have an entitlement to something. Again, not to drag politics into it necessarily, but if you hear much of the political discourse, seems like to me, particularly from those who are younger, there's this sense of entitlement that I'm entitled to this or I'm entitled to that. I'm entitled to be free. Look at an interesting idea here is if you look at Ann Coulter. Last year, Ann Coulter went to University of California at Berkeley, the birthplace of the free speech movement in the 1960s. And people were so upset that Ann Coulter was going to come and speak that they were busting windows, they were setting cars on fire, they were protesting in the streets because their precious ears could not be offended by hearing anything that Ann Coulter had to say. So we had to set the place on fire. And then ultimately, UC Berkeley canceled Ann Coulter's trip to UC Berkeley, canceled the appearance, the speaking engagement. So they felt, in my opinion, that they were entitled to be free from anything that they don't want to hear that offends them. And they have a freedom from that. But it's an entitlement. And I really think that that concept of entitlement really nails it in terms of thankfulness. Because if you feel that you have an entitlement or you're entitled to something, then you're not going to be thankful when you receive it. If when you go to the grocery store and you buy a loaf of bread and you give them money, you're not necessarily thankful that you got that loaf of bread because you just handed the clerk your debit card or you just handed them, you know, $5 for the loaf of bread and got some change. So there wasn't a feeling of, oh my goodness, I am so thankful for that. I mean, you bought it. But if somebody comes up to you and gives you something that you're not entitled to, I don't know if this has ever happened to you in a drive-through window. It's happened to many of friends of mine where they would pull up to, say, a McDonald's or certainly Chick-fil-A or something like that, and they order something, and the clerk at the counter says at the drive-through window, the previous car paid for your meal. This is on them. God bless you. And you are thankful because you don't feel that you have a sense of entitlement to that because you were ready to shell out the, you know, $5 for the Big Mac or the quarter pounder with cheese. And yet somebody else did. And so you received something you were not entitled to. And the result of that was you were thankful. So if you want to have an interesting conversation tomorrow around the Thanksgiving Day table, ask people about what, not just what are you thankful for, but why are you thankful? And how do you define what being thankful is? Because you can be thankful for things, but yet if you have that feeling that you are entitled to it, then you're by definition not going to be thankful. And so that's one of the things that I feel whenever I have political discussions, when folks automatically start out by saying, I'm entitled to this, I'm entitled to that, I'm not thankful for it. Let me give you a great example. In my law practice, I'm always on the side, I'm representing companies getting sued. I'm always on the defense side. I represent the companies and those nasty, evil insurance carriers. That's who I represent. And I say nasty and evil because that's how certainly they're portrayed if you watch plaintiffs' commercials on television. So my point being is that people will come up to me at parties or they'll talk to me at get-togethers, at barbecues or whatever, and they'll say, hey, Brad, you know, I slipped and fell in the parking lot somewhere, and, you know, it's not about the money. Now, Brad, let me tell you, it's not about the money. Okay, but I slipped and I broke my arm and, you know, what am I entitled to? And that word always comes into play when they give me this story about slipping and falling. And of course, then I go through this big, long explanation about how we value claims and how we value cases. And then ultimately, I'll tell somebody, you know, it's probably worth about $2,000. You know, they make one trip to the doctor. They've got a $500 medical bill. It's not worth $1 million, folks. So I'll tell them, it's worth $1,500, $2,000. And it happens every time. Somebody will say, well, wait a minute, that's not enough money. And then, of course, my first response is always, well, didn't you start this conversation by telling me it's not about the money? So you're telling me it's not about the money, but apparently it is about the money if you think that $1,500 or $2,000 is not enough money. Because why? They feel like they have an entitlement. They're entitled to that money. For lots of reasons, maybe because they keep watching commercials for plaintiff's attorneys on television. I don't know, but they feel like they have an entitlement to that. So if suddenly someone came in and wrote them a check for $2,000 and gave it to them, they wouldn't feel thankful for that because they felt like they were entitled to that money or certainly maybe even entitled to more money than that. And so there would be no thankfulness when somebody just came up and gave them tax-free money because they slipped and fell, most likely due to their own fault or negligence. So hopefully that will clarify for you what thankfulness means. When we come back after the top of the hour break, I'm going to talk a little bit about what the New York Times thinks that Thanksgiving is all about and thankfulness is all about. And it differs significantly from my views on that. Again, I'm Brad Young on Overnight America. If you'd like to be a part of the show when we come back, 314-436-7900 or 1-800-925-1120 on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.